Okay, I'm going to do a last poem, another bird poem. I don't know why. I mean, I had written these bird poems, and now birds have come fully into my life. I'm about to do a reading with Kent Nelson, who has written a book called Language in the Blood about an ornithologist, I believe, set in Arizona. And I've taken up doing wildlife rehabilitation with Project Wildlife in San Diego. And I did this because I'd taken a float on the Missouri and writing something about that. And I wanted to be around pelicans because I'm writing about pelicans. But I had to go through my apprenticeship and there were no pelicans to... Even though I'm on the pelican rescue squad, I've never gotten a call yet to rescue a pelican. So what I'm doing is physical therapy with lame ducks, which is not what this poem is about. But anyway, this poem is about a pileated woodpecker. Many winters I spent alone up at my cabin in Montana, and my only companion would be the pileated woodpecker and the cat that appeared earlier in this manuscript. I went off to Louisiana to teach, and a bunch of writers rented my house and then moved, I think, half the writers of America into my house. One of them, Barry Hanna, who is known for his outlandish behavior, and we have a very small Christmas tree farm, and now we have a very small Christmas tree farm that all of the Christmas trees are full of bullet wounds, Barry Hanna bullet wounds. And during this time, my cat disappeared, and the pileated woodpecker disappeared, and I could only speculate as to what happened. But after I'd been home about a month and a half, the pileated woodpecker reappeared, and I thought that was, aside from that, the fact it was summer solstice, I thought that was reason for writing a poem of celebration. So, closing poem, Woodpecker. On the day the poppies burst their tight green fist and the gem and the geranium bloomed all bloody red and ruby, so the pileated woodpecker returned. He ricocheted off the pine trunk and, picking among the yellow bugs, sped quickly to the pea vines. Fat-breasted, he drilled his name, then let it drip and trill round the forest, down his throat, landlord of the mountain, mafioso in a tweed vest, red-crested whale of the sky, he announced the summer solstice. And we ran to the window, knowing at last snow would melt on the bitter roots to flood our fields, knowing it was time for Aurora Borealis, heaven's beast, her tentacles flicking like jellyfish on the shortest night of the year. And we did the dance of the woodpecker, the fat flicker, the pagan priest. When the clover bloomed, the Sulsaphean wild roses, and we knew that winter was over, we did the dance of the smart, hard-headed, flashy creatures of the world. After all, in summer, when blood is thick and dark as the flicker's crest, when we might all fatten on berries and weeds alone, isn't there room for each of us, even the greedy ones? After all, have you never wanted to drive at top speed, to slam into a tree, or dive from a ledge, or catch fire, or slit your wrist and let the fluids geyser? Not suicide, but it's burning. Not rage directed at humankind. No, the heart remains a sweetberry and ripe. But red drives the stickleback wild, red small spots among the green, among the brown rocks. And so, on the long day of the summer solstice, when the world spins silly with light, we do the dance of the woodpecker, twirling our skirts and mustaches, tapping our resonant branches, our underwear flashing white, as we shake the irregular flags of our body into undulant, raw flight. Thank you.